These are the days that I've been missing. Give me the taste, give me the joy of summer wine.
So Jamie Cullen, welcome back to the Cheltenham Jazz Festival, an association now that goes back some years, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. It feels really great to be back here. Keeps growing every year. It's a pleasure for me to be a part of it. It's highlight of my year, yeah.
Remind us how you came to be the guest director.
Well, I used to come to this festival just to check out music because they had such a great lineup. And eventually I was asked to play and got into a kind of slightly drunken conversation with the people that organised it. And oh, have you ever thought about getting these people and getting these people and just, you know, moving these things together? And it just turned out to be a conversation that ended up in a, you know, guest directorship, really.
These are the times of love and meaning. Eyes of the heart melted away and found the light.
What are you particularly looking forward to about this year's festival?
I mean, there's so many things. I would say some of the people I've been supporting on my radio show are playing here. Alice Savadsky is playing here. She's fantastic. Someone to check out. Hackney Colliery Band are playing on Monday. Maybe some of the kind of artists that maybe people don't know, they should definitely check out. So those two, I would say. Neil Cowley Trio is here. That's another great one.
How important is it for you to support emerging talent?
I would say it's important to me because I love music and new music, and I don't feel it's a responsibility. It's just something I enjoy doing because, you know, finding out about music, it's a great feeling, isn't it? I don't think finding out about something that is not what everyone else is listening to and communicating that is something that we all like doing, and I get to do it on the radio, so it is a passion, yeah.
What makes this festival special, do you think?
I honestly think, obviously it's in a beautiful spot, run by some great people, but I think it's the agenda that they set 10 years ago, which is to create a jazz festival that's inclusive without being watered down, so loads of different types of people come to this festival who aren't necessarily jazz fans, but they come and they see things they're not used to seeing. People step outside their comfort zone. And that's why it's such a good festival. It could be in a toilet, really. But somehow it's fostered this desire for people to see something that they're not used to seeing. And that's what makes it special.
Give me the taste, give me the joy of summer wine. These are the days that bring new meaning.
And when can we see you on stage across the weekend?
Well, I'm going to be popping up all over the place. A bit like, you know, when Florence and the Machine just turned up and sung You Got the Love, like, on every Glastonbury set. I'm going to be doing that, basically.
And, of course, opening tonight, Van Morrison in the Big Top.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can't wait for that. Of course, the legend that is.
Brilliant. Jamie, have a great festival.
I will. And you.
Bye.